producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just how serious the Ebola crisis is accelerating right now. On this Thursday, 16th day of October, 2014 transmission, I'm your host, Alex Jones. They are telling 911 dispatchers. Fox Television out of D.C. is reporting not to say Ebola over the radio or when they're basically talking about a call that they're on. We have Obama saying there's nothing to fear, that it's a low probability that an epidemic will start in the U.S. Even as we learn that the second nurse to contract Ebola traveled all over the place on aircraft and that the plane was not even cleaned, that is wiped down. They picked up the trash on the floor, but not a deep clean, for five more flights after she was on it. Five more flights. Meanwhile, Central and South American countries have announced today that they are going to cease flights from West Africa into their countries, months after Europe did this and the Middle East did it. And still, the U.S. is not just allowing the flights in, but issuing visas to whoever wants them to come, rubber stamping them. So we have more countries issuing travel bans on Ebola-stricken nations like Colombia and different Caribbean islands like St. Luke. Is that how you pronounce that? St. Lucia. But not the United States. We are the Ebola vomit bag. Ebola toilet. You know, memes are very, very powerful. And that's why we've launched this contest that's only running for another week. To go to Infowars.com/contest, print off the flyers, hang them up, shoot video of it, send us the video, we'll post it, and then a week later on Halloween, I will announce the winner. Hashtag Ebola contest. And they say it's racist to tie Obama to Ebola. Well, no, we're going to tie collectivism to the disease and the fact the government's helping push it. That's the whole point of this contest, ladies and gentlemen. So get out there and don't wait. Shoot the videos now, and everybody wins by getting the word out. There's obviously a global stock market plunge going on. The U.S. stock market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we'll show TV viewers a document cam shot of this, has lost its last 6 months' gains just since October began. Now, the Plunge Protection Team, or the President's Committee on Open Markets, set up after the 87 crash, could have pumped this up anytime they wanted to. And clearly what they're doing is testing the population to see what they'll do if they allow it to continue to drop. But something that Max Keiser and many others predicted what happened this year is now happening, is now taking place. And that is a run on treasuries. Bulls run for the exit. Rising concerns about the global economy triggered a flash crash in U.S. Treasury yields yesterday as losses spread across stock markets and a new wave of investors appeared to give up on their bullish bets. Yeah, I was downtown yesterday and saw a lot of depressed yuppies looking at their smartphones and talking to each other and saying, gee, I wish I knew how to run these put options better, or gee, I wish I knew how to naked short better, and just all shaking their heads. And I looked at two different groups of businessmen and I said, don't you understand it's all rigged? You need to work for Goldman Sachs. Don't ever go the direction anytime that it's going to new highs, you know they're going to plunge it to reel in all the little fish, to bring in the nets. But you like being preyed upon.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio with the Big D. Comes out of Virginia swamps, cool and slow with money and precision. The back is narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly brilliance. Others meeting the roof of the Western Dream.
If you are receiving this transmission live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
One last breath before wind blows. Better raise your ears. A sound of hooves knock at your door. Lock up your wife and children now. It's time to wield the blade. All the talk will soon be over. It's time to test everybody's metal. And they come to take your life. On in the dead of night. See the four horsemen ride. So choose your fate. Oh, yes. I choose not to live on my knees as a slave to the globalists. And I defiantly resist their attack on free will and liberty worldwide. Well, here we are on this live Thursday worldwide transmission. The 16th day. We have just absolutely over-the-top important news on the Ebola front, on the economic front, on the Second Amendment front, on the police state front, with Houston literally trying to intimidate churches into not giving sermons that criticize transsexual behavior or homosexuality. A lot of libertarian groups have been coming out, and even though they are open to other lifestyles, the libertarians, they are defending these preachers, because if you're going to have your right to live the way you want, somebody else has to have their right to live and speak as they see fit. Flaming authoritarianism, pun intended, out of the Houston mayor and the rest of them. Suing churches. This is what Europe and Canada are doing. This is the model. Everything you see with political correctness out of Europe and Canada is coming here. They arrest preachers that criticize homosexuality. And to control language, in England, they arrested Robin Page, who wasn't even a critic of the, you know, gay lobby, a decade ago, when he gave a speech saying rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. And they said that the scientific term homosexual, like heterosexual, was hurtful and homophobic, and so he was arrested as an example to everyone. That's England. That's like if I say Caucasians have light skin and they came and arrested me. Caucasian is a scientific word. There is a war against science, ladies and gentlemen. There is a war against free speech. I don't like the Ku Klux Klan. I've protested them more than a dozen times. The videos are on YouTube. And I would go to the protest and point out that they were really feds, and a lot of times it would turn out they were feds, and they would really single me out to death threat me and attack me, and the police generally would do nothing in Waco and other areas. But I would never call to have their speech taken. And by the way, when I'd go protest the Klan or other Mecha La Raza Hispanic Klan groups, they would always say, how dare you try to stop my free speech? No. Free speech means you can say what you want, I can say what I want right back. You understand how that works? It's a two-way street. But see, the left does what Mecha and La Raza and the Klan and the New Black Panther Party and others will do when you try to go counter-demonstrate against them. They'll get in your face saying, stop trying to stop my speech, while they're trying to stop yours. That's what the left does. They say, you can't have your speech and say you're against abortion. We're going to have the IRS come after you. You can't say you think homosexuality is a sin because it's your interpretation of the Bible. I'm going to try to have you arrested. Whoa, that is over-the-top totalitarianism. And as soon as it got a lot of coverage in the news the last few days, Bully Pulpit, Houston subpoenas pastors and sermons, then backs off amidst outcry. I mean, this mayor is another crazy Anise Parker leftist control freak. I mean, if you're watching on TV, you can see her. What a dangerous person. In America, we're going to subpoena and sue with taxpayer money preachers to intimidate them not to read out of the Bible. And notice with political correctness, they only target Christians. You know, all these other mosques and even some of the Eastern religions are against homosexuality. Nobody's telling them to shut up. It's always Christianity that's supposed to shut up. And, you know, there's other examples of killing free speech. I'm going to talk about this at the bottom of the hour. I went and saw Kill the Messenger last night, and I expected it to be a whitewash. I expected it to, you know, imply that he killed himself. And it was absolute truth, because I remember Gary Webb being on the show more than 10 times. I had all these incredible conversations with Gary Webb off air. He wanted me to build a website for him. He sent me all these documents that the CIA had broken in his house a bunch to try to get. I was too busy making films and making babies with my wife. I remember he called back the last time I talked to him, a few months before he committed suicide. He said, "Hey, man, Alex, I thought you had the courage to put this up and do something." And I said, "Yeah, there's thousands of pages of this stuff, and a lot of this is court records and stuff." And I go, "I guess I'll put it out." But he goes, "Well, I thought you've got balls." I mean, these are epic conversations I had with Gary Webb, now a hit movie out about him. And it was so surreal to be sitting there in the movie theater and knowing his whole story, and it was so accurate. And then they basically imply that the CIA kills him at the end, and they show the CIA threatening his kids and breaking his house and breaking his car and steal his motorcycle. And it was just, I know the story so well. I know Freeway Ricky Ross. I was the only person to ever interview him in prison. Kevin Booth got that interview from prison. I mean, I had the guy on death row on from Oklahoma, from Terre Haute, who was there and saw McVeigh admit what was later partially declassified, that he was Black Ops Army Super Special Forces set up. I'm not even here bragging, "Oh my gosh, this show's important." I felt incredibly guilty that I don't even know where that disc is, that CD-ROM that I opened up. It was just, I don't even know how to process all this stuff. I need to tear apart our storage buildings and find that. And they don't even want to talk about how I had that disc, because they were like killing people over this stuff. And then I went and searched last night when I got home. I went to bed, then I woke up in the middle of the night and went and searched for like an hour at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and I couldn't even find one interview I did with Gary Webb. It's kind of like I did a couple interviews, two interviews with Charlton Heston. I can only find one. There were probably 15 interviews with Gary Webb, two-hour interviews, some of them. And this was back when they had demonized him in the New York Times and the Washington Post, and when they had just torn him apart. And of course, it all turned out everything he said was true. It was very accurate. He was just pointing out what was already known and even been in congressional hearings years before on Southeast Asian drug dealing, heroin, not cocaine, not white girl, as they call it. And I was just thinking about how bizarre it is that I talked to him a couple months before he died. And I was remembering back my last conversation with him is he got mad at me and slammed the phone down. And he was just somebody looking for help because he resigned from the San Jose Mercury News. He was trying to get his stories out on the internet. They were breaking in his house a bunch, so he moved again. He'd pull up and guys would slide down from the second story, you know, down the drainage pipe. Then he moved into a one-story house. And then they'd have known CIA people write articles about me right after he died, saying Jones claims that men slid down the drainage pipe, but Webb lived in a one-story. Well, yeah, he just moved into it. It was just all these games. And then watching how they demonized him and how they tried to kill his name before they physically killed him, and experiencing a lot of this myself, it was a surreal. I've never gone and seen a movie where, from what I know, it was so incredibly accurate and so incredibly sad. And then I resonated with it because they always make it about the individual. If they can't disprove your facts, they just demonize and destroy the individual themselves. And I got a sick feeling in my stomach as I realized that the clock's just ticking until they come and shoot me in the head twice or plant drugs on me or shoot me at a checkpoint or something. And it made me sad to watch all the cowards, his editors and his bosses at the San Jose Mercury News, that when it was all the big story, they were telling him what a rock star he was. But then as soon as the system turned against him, how the editor of the L.A. Times was former CIA, and they set about to destroy him. And the CIA declassified 3 weeks ago on the eve of this film coming out that they indeed set out to destroy Gary Webb. I said I'd cover it at the bottom of the hour. I'm already doing it. Who wrote the Dark Alliance story about CIA drug trafficking? Here's the headline, Managing a Nightmare, How the CIA Watched Over the Destruction of Gary Webb. It's just so pathetic. why would the CIA admit they did this right when the movie came out? Because they want everybody to know. They want to just literally urinate on the corpse of our republic and scare the media and the press right as the CIA rolls out domestically.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 15th, 2014, gold opened at $1,246.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,292.55, $646.27 for a half ounce, or $323.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,292.55, $646.27, and $323.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We have massive global stock market and bond market news, over-the-top important Ebola news. Max Kaiser's coming on the first 30 minutes of the third hour to break down the bond market implosion that he predicted would happen by the middle of this year. So I guess he's a little bit late on that, but still accurate. We're going to get Harry Dent on next week, who's been predicting it'll be depressionary, not inflationary. And it does appear that the collapse is depressionary overall, with a bizarre icing of inflationary on top of it. That's not supposed to be able to happen in real economics, but things are so rigged. Bulls run for the exit on U.S. treasuries. Italy and France make plea for growth as EU-Asia leaders meet. Gold is up today on global slowdown concerns. Crude oil is plunging below $80 a barrel, but refineries have been restricted as a bottleneck, so don't expect prices to fall too much. This is the type of over-the-top information. I intended to not even talk about Kill the Messenger today, but it was so profound last night watching this movie and so personal and so surreal, because I was remembering, man, I really knew this guy well. He wanted to work with me. He had his new book coming out that was going to be basically self-published, exposing the full scope of CIA drug dealing, and they killed him. And he told me he was being threatened. And he told Ricky Ross, who's on next Tuesday, the big CIA crack dealer, biggest in West Coast history, that guys were breaking in and they were going to kill him right before they killed him. It's just so unbelievably bizarre that it even came out in Congress in the late 90s with a solicitor inspector general that they were shipping most of the cocaine in, but then they knew the public was so dumbed down, they would go on national television and say, Gary Webb has been discredited. The drug kingpin in the Central American prison says that he never met with him. And then to imagine the LA Times editor, who was CIA on record, and the movie even points that out, set out to destroy this journalist. I just hope everybody involved in this knows that when they set him down and said, we're going to kill your family if you don't write this suicide note, and then shot him twice in the head, that all of you are accomplices to that. And they say one man dies is a tragedy, 10,000 dies is a statistic, as Joseph Stalin said. It's true. But when you destroy a real journalist and someone who has integrity and courage and who swims against the tide, you then kill the courage of thousands of other journalists and other individuals and whistleblowers and just allow incredible evil to grow. And I wouldn't call the film a whitewash. They've got some of the courtroom scenes where they actually threaten to kill Gary Webb out in the hallway repeatedly. And it has a scene where the feds break in his house, break in his car. But this happened on a routine basis. And the CIA wanted to meet with him, so he goes to their offices and they say, we just want you to know your children are safe. I remember Gary Webb telling that story here on air. And the fact that he blew up at him and said, I'm going to publish that story no matter what you do, that's real courage. People say, oh, well, I'd do that. Really? I haven't found a lot of people that when they say, we're going to kill your kids, and I've had them actually tell me, we're going to kill your kids if you don't stop. And I haven't stopped. And you know why? Because my kids don't have a future if we don't stop this. The allegory, and your children don't either, is that we're in a ship that's capsized, and if we don't swim the 50 yards through the submerged area, even though it's scary and dark, and try to get out, we're all going to drown because it's slowly sinking. But a lot of true stories when this happened. Let's say we had oxygen tanks in there. I'm not going to put oxygen tanks on and just sit there and say, well, I get to live an hour longer than everybody else. If I had oxygen tanks, I'd try to swim out even faster than I would if I didn't have oxygen tanks. But see, people just say, well, the tyranny's rising. I'm going to put an oxygen tank in my mouth. I'm going to put a regulator in my mouth, a mouthpiece in, and I'm just going to try to be, the last person standing when this all happens. I'm going to go along and try to survive. No, you'll just be dead in the capsized, tyrannical ship of state as well. This country is falling apart. It is just totally disintegrating. Corruption is everywhere. Under the Obama tax laws, they've gotten rid of all the major write-offs, all the major business incentives. Businesses are shutting down everywhere. It's in the news today that it's the highest federal receipts they've ever had. They are destroying the country on purpose. They are wrecking it and looting it. And I'm done talking about Gary Webb. I'm going to shoot a special report for the Nightly News tonight or tomorrow because I really want to do this justice and write some notes and really talk about it. And I want to get my crew to find, send us the links, listeners. Go out and search the web. Old podcast, you name it. Send me the Gary Webb interviews.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Senate TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, from tree to the ground, shattered from the sound. The death machine makes falling down, it's gaining pound for pound.
Well, we've come out with a $7,500 contest. It's going to be an accelerated contest, only 2 weeks long, then 1 week to judge. Usually I take months. You get a month to do it and a month to judge. We're announcing it today. The contest will end in 2 weeks, and we'll have the winner on Halloween. October 31st, first place $5,000, second place $200, third place $500. But everybody wins because you go print off the posters we've made or make your own poster exposing the false politically correct deity Obama, exposing collectivism, exposing the open border, whatever spectrum of that you want. Use our posters, make your posters, send us your posters. We'll post them on Facebook and Twitter and places. It's about showing the power of the people. We've done some of these contests that have become huge national news stories. They've all been very successful. And what you do is you shoot video of it, and then you put it on YouTube. We link to the different videos. People watch them by the millions. You know, big videos get seen a million times, small ones 5,000. So what? That's a big deal. You go out, you get involved, you hang posters in legal and lawful areas. Could be on your own barn, your own business, or a commons area, you know, where they hang rock and roll posters or church posters or, you know, dog show posters and nobody cares. But then when you do, they'll go, it's horrible, ban it, arrest them, just to show how they want to violate free speech. When that happens and the local news covers it, then they try to shut down free speech. More people do it. It backfires on them. So, Obola, and we'll do a document cam shot and show people here. Two of the posters, we have the files up on Infowars.com in the article on the homepage. But we're going to tweet out right now and post to Facebook. In fact, I saw them with the contest page about an hour ago. So I don't see it on Infowars.com yet. So we'll get that up on Infowars.com right now. Or I guess it's not in the featured news area. Or maybe it hasn't cached yet off the cache into my my computer. But just we'll get it in the features, top story, this contest, and I'm going to give folks the headline on the article right now. Pound signed Obola contest. Tyranny is the disease. Get engaged in the battle against tyranny with InfoWars' latest $7,500 contest. Obola is racist to criticize that they're leaving our borders wide open. Tell him to halt flights from Ebola-stricken hot zones. Close the open borders. Download our posters or make your own. Shoot video of yourself posting in lawful places. First place, 5,000, right down to 500, third place. Submit entries by Friday, October 24th. I will announce the winners on the show on All Saints Eve, I guess you'd call it, or All Hallows Eve, Halloween, October 31st. And again, then we'll dole out and post the videos to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to tweet this out that Ebola is a disease right now with a link to the article at Real Alex Jones. Please retweet it. And then again, the big glossy posters are a great way. Pound tyranny is a disease. Hashtag tyranny is a disease. Make that trend. Help expose it. And it says, secure the open border, Infowars.com. And on the top, blasphemy against
the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And folks, we are live on this Thursday, the 16th day of October 2014. We're just playing a few minutes from last Friday when we launched this new two-week contest that only has like another week or so to go. For you to go out, post the posters, shoot the video, post it on YouTube to hopefully spur other people to realize that there is a public stand down going on by Obama and the CDC. Now Senator Ted Cruz has come out, joining Governor Jindal from 2 weeks ago, as well as the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, saying they should restrict flights out of Ebola-stricken countries and should stop giving visas to non-U.S. citizens to come here. An absolute no-brainer. The Caribbean islands are doing it. Central and South America are doing it. African nations bordering these countries are doing it. Italy's doing it. England's doing it. The U.K., France, but not the United States, because it's a religion. As Michael Savage said here on air last week, it doesn't matter if other countries can have borders, the United States cannot. There can never be the idea that a border or a nation being for citizens who pay the taxes, that cannot exist. Now let's go over the huge stack of breaking Ebola news to give you the latest on what's happening. Associated Press reports Ebola escalation could trigger major food crisis. The Global Famine Warning System is predicting a major food crisis if the Ebola outbreak continues to grow exponentially over the coming months, and the United Nations still hasn't reached over 750,000 people in need of food in West Africa who are without food as prices spiral and farms are abandoned. On the eve of the World Food Day Thursday, the UN agencies and non-governmental organizations are scrambling to scale up efforts to avert widespread hunger. The UN goes around with policies to shut down food production worldwide. Then they use the famines and wars they stir up on record to then get all the young women mainly to go give money to UNICEF. That's the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Another report out of CBS News, DFW Airport contractor forced to remove mask and gloves. That's why you've got protests going on and strikes for 2.5 weeks in New York and other cities as the people that are supposed to be cleaning the aircraft are told that they can't wear masks and gloves. Aircraft coming in out of West Africa, in some cases with vomit in them, because it'll, quote, scare people. We're going to get to those articles in a moment. Experts offer steps for avoiding public hysteria, a different contagious threat. So we've been talking about the hysteria being a bigger problem than Ebola itself. Well, now the New York Times is reporting on it today. Here is another one. It's very important. CDC, Ebola patient traveled by air with low-grade fever. They'd first said that it was her fault and she shouldn't have done it, but now it's admitted in NBC News that Ebola patient who contacted the CDC before flight agency says was told that she could fly even though she was an Ebola nurse and even though she told him she had a fever. Hell, by the way, I treated the guy that has Ebola and I'm sick. Can I fly? That's like saying my dog has rabies and it's foaming at the mouth. Should I put it into a schoolyard of kids? Yes, put the dog with rabies into the schoolyard. Or I found a bat crawling around hissing on the ground. Should I pick it up and kiss it? Yes, that's a good idea. There's a cliff by my house, 1,000 feet to a jagged bottom. Should I jump off without a parachute? Yes, jump off immediately. Ring. Hi, I'm a nurse that treated the Ebola patient, CDC. Yeah, we know who you are. Yeah, you're all over the news. I'm going to fly. Of course, this time I wasn't on the news. Just had been around an Ebola patient. So I was treating an Ebola patient. I'm going to fly. I have a fever. Oh, but dearie, that's a great idea. They're not just turning off the defaults. They're sending the Ebola kids to school. They're not cleaning up the apartment. Something weird is going on. And why are nurses getting it, but the family isn't getting it? Either they're covering up that they have it, or it's what that CIA whistleblower said back in the middle of last month here, Mr. Steele. Maybe we should cue that clip up later. He said he believed they would release a biological simulant that wasn't Ebola, but would make people sick or even kill them to create a false flag. That's what he said on air 2 weeks before this Ebola thing even broke or even started. And I'm not saying this isn't real. You got a lot of deaths in Africa, over 4,000. You've got hundreds of thousands that have gotten it, who may end up dying from it. You've got UN models of 1.4 million dying or getting it. I don't know what the truth is, but if you've got a global system caught staging hoaxes or creating Al-Qaeda and changing the name and having them attack countries and when the public finds out, changing the name again, and then you know the Kurds call for support against them, so you bomb the Kurds instead. I mean, this is all happening because of public ignorance. The establishment thinks they can do whatever they want. And beyond public ignorance, this is all happening because even if we're awake, the system runs the courts, they run most of the legislative systems, they run the investigative systems, they run the so-called security apparatus, and so they're above the law. But see, when elites get above the law, they always bring the law of nature into play. They become delusional, they go too far, just like criminals do, and they end up destroying their own system or destroying themselves or being self-destructive. Most psychopaths are very, very meticulous and maybe commit one murder a year for 15, 20 years. Then they start committing two or three murders a year for a couple years. Then suddenly, four or five murders a year. Then they'll kill three or four people in a week. And they'll start dumping dead bodies out in the back of the police station and writing letters taunting the police, wanting to get caught. We're now reaching that point where they openly say on the Council on Foreign Relations, we need to fund al-Qaeda, and we are funding al-Qaeda. Where they openly write books admitting they're putting fluoride in the water to brain damage us, the White House science czar. Where they just say 2 + 2 = 5, you didn't build your business, the death panels are wonderful, on and on and on. This is the point that we've now reached with these people. Hi, I'm a nurse that treated the Ebola patient in Dallas. I'm sick, but I'd like to fly. Should I? Yes, honey, you go ahead and do that. They tell you don't fly if you've got a fever, period. Just like the default until 6 years ago was a pregnant woman never takes the vaccine. It causes miscarriages. It causes neurological disorders in the babies. It's on record. It's on the inserts. Now they say pregnant women need double flu. Take two and take everything else. It's all about, I hate to get gross here, but you've heard about the phenomenon in government buildings suddenly that people are peeing on the walls and going to the bathroom and cubby holes and in the hallways, even though the bathrooms are working perfectly fine, and smearing it all over the walls. This is what mental patients do. This is what people who are above the law start doing, is just running around going to the bathroom as poop bandits, as they're known. This is what has now happened. In a decadent society that goes insane, Japan used to be the most clean country in the world, obsessed with cleanliness, obsessed with being honorable. Now Japan has an epidemic of adults, not old people, adults wearing diapers. And the big thing is to go to the bathroom on yourself. And they have things that I'm not going to even mention on air that are a phenomenon now. The most popular overall fetish bars in Japan now are scatological. And you say, Alex, why are you going here? Well, psychopaths end up killing 3 people a week when they start falling apart and going off the rails. Not one a year. But the average yuppie trendy just starts wallowing around, not paying their bills, not working, and wearing adult diapers. It's like Idiocracy that Mike Judge made, genius film that he wrote. In the film, people are so decadent, they think being able to talk is not trendy. So the dumber you are, the cooler you are. And people's easy chairs drive them to the refrigerator so you don't have to get up off your easy chair and have a toilet in them. Guess what? They've now come out with that. Idiocracy came out, what, 10 years ago? 11 years ago? Now, guess where? Japan is producing easy chairs with toilets in them. And robots that wipe your hind end. And by the way, I'm not the one focusing in on this. This is not potty humor. I'm not 5 years old or 4 years old. This is what's happening. Our civilization is degenerating, and we have this fascist pig mayor down in Houston wanting to arrest preachers that give anti-homosexual sermons. That's where we're going here. We can't stop Ebola, but let me tell you, we can pay for everybody to have a sex change. This is a society about to collapse. Every indicator, every red balloon, every red flag, every yardstick, we are in deep level crisis. Let's continue here. 911 emergency dispatchers instructed not to say Ebola over the radio. That's out of Fox News, D.C. They're being told not to create panic and are being given a secret code to describe Ebola. See, the cover-up's already on. As I said, Ebola probably is already spreading in the U.S. They had to let it in and let it breed first, and then they'll not, they'll say they don't know where it all began or where it started, and, oh, it's all Obama's fault. And it's going to bring in a medical tyranny, forced inoculation, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation dedicated to population reduction and the Monsanto vaccine they produced. I'm going to say that again. Bill Gates, we keep warning you about. People are like, why about Bill Gates so much? Because I've studied him. He wants to put an Ebola shot in you. You think that's going to be good for you? U.S. embassies in Ebola-stricken countries are still processing visas for non-U.S. citizens. That's from Representative Royce of California, chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee, confirming that. Frontier jet that carried Ebola patient made 5 more flights after that. Colombia and other Central South American and Caribbean countries ban Ebola flights from Ebola nations. Boehner says travel bans should be considered by president as Ebola crisis worsens. Senator Cruz says they should recall Congress. Think so? Yeah. Recall Congress. Vote on whether to authorize bombing ISIS or not, which you're supposed to do. They haven't done that. And vote on this. Why no protective gear for man with Dallas Ebola patient? We have video of this. We'll roll some of it in the background. The video from CBS News is up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. This lends credence to Rob Dew running around the office thinking this is crisis actors, because he's been analyzing video and he's worked at national TV, Home Shopping Network. You know, he used to be a director there. And so he knows stage stuff. And he says that, you know, why are people not wearing protective gear with the Ebola patient, as we have right there? Is it people just don't care and they're idiots? Or is it staged? A lot of people around here think it's something staged. Doesn't mean there's not Ebola out there. It just means, again, you've got a supposed Ebola patient, and you've got somebody walking around with him with a clipboard, not even wearing a paper mask. You've got cops out there standing around. And then you've got this individual directing them. I don't know. So fresh Ebola fears hit airline stocks. We've got a bunch of...
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Jeremy Renner of Hurt Locker, such a huge star now. going back to why I thought Phil Messenger was so powerful. I knew Gary Webb, never met him in person, but I interviewed him probably 15 or more times, talked to him on the phone dozens and dozens of times for hours at some point. My wife remembers all this. And when I watched the movie, he talked and acted just like Gary Webb. I mean, he should win an Oscar for this. But if people didn't know Gary Webb, they won't know what a great job Jeremy Renner did. That's a whole other side issue. I'm getting into Ebola, what's happening in the stock market right now. It's just crazy. And then we've got all this whistleblower intel coming in. Whistleblowers at Infowars.com. That's whistleblowers with an S at Infowars.com. If you're nurses, medical workers, military, family that's got military over there, sending 5,000 U.S. troops. Most of them aren't even trained in NBC properly. They're trained how to put on NBC gear, but they're not NBC specialists. Is a perfect way, and now they've got the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying that they will quarantine U.S. troops when and if they get it. I mean, what a disaster. You don't send soldiers. You send volunteer virologists and epidemiologists to the hot zone. You do not send soldiers unless you're training them for martial law. I don't know exactly what's going on, but I'll tell you this. Most of this is staged, it's scripted, and they clearly want Ebola to spread. Now, you can fill in the blank of why. My head is spinning at this point, and I'm trying to contain my anger. Even during the breaks, I'm trying to contain it. Because I think about how they're trying to bring down this country, and how they're trying to kill our prosperity. It makes me angry. And you can see the CDC ignoring their own protocols on purpose. Folks, they wouldn't let people with TB in. They're letting people with Ebola in. CDC says it missed opportunities to contain Ebola. Oh, we're sorry. It's getting out now. Oh, my goodness. That's out of Yahoo News. AP. Nurses, we were told to call authorities for Ebola protocol. You don't take Ebola patients to a regular hospital. The default is you take them to a CDC emergency center. They got 36 of them. That's why Bloomberg 2 days ago was asking, why weren't they sent to the government facilities that are designed for this? Because they want it to spread. They want plausible deniability. They probably got sleeper cells walking around spreading it. I didn't think they'd use Muslim radicals to bring it in before. I thought that was just some, you know, Islamophobe hype. But now it's starting to click that God only knows. I think the other shoe is about to drop. I think something big's about to happen. And I've been saying that for months. And now you see this breaking loose. I think what you're seeing right now might be a diversion for nukes that are about to set off. Remember all the missing nukes? I am literally... never have been on spider sense level like this. I have never. And I'm not trying to panic people, folks. I'm trying to get you to understand that you just see all the indicators and the stock market and a government funding Al-Qaeda and trying to start wars with Russia and raising the taxes till the country shuts down and Obamacare. I mean, it is just, we have enemies in control. That there is no doubt that we are in the most grave danger this country has faced in 240 years. And I just got hardcore chills. I got goosebumps on my face right now that the camera can probably pick up. They are getting ready to drop the hammer. This is the takedown of the country. I'm getting my immune system ready. I know that. InfoWarsLife.com. The Survival Shield X2. Super male, super female vitality. The Oxy powder that flushes out the guts. 70% of the immune system, they say, is in the guts. The lung cleanse, all of it. That's what I'm doing for me and my family. That's how you support the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.